They got some little cemeteries around here, but I don't think the Recluse got a cemetery. They bury somebody there once in a while, but and down here on the river, there's, I don't know, five or six, seven people buried, been buried there for years, you know, old timers and stuff.
Now, when after the person dies, the family goes into sort of grieving, or
some of them.
Did they ever wear black?
Well, yeah, I think they did in the early day, but they don't anymore.
Did they have a special word for that? Did they call that
mourning or something? Yeah,
but no, they don't do that anymore.
I don't.
They don't do that anymore.
They only put on a big dinner after a funeral over here at Recluse.
Is it a celebration? we mentioned yesterday that up above is God. Who would be down below?
I suppose that's where they burn the coal down there.
Uh-huh. Who's in charge?
Who the hell the devil's out down there, I guess. Okay. I'll bet I know a lot of the people down there.
They're probably having a good time down there. What about...
That's where I'll wind up.
Oh, yeah. What about if you come in, for example, today, you've worked hard all day, and you come in, and after this interview, you're going to say, I'm really tired.
I'm pooped.
Okay. All right. And how would you describe being disgusted? Something disgusts you. How would you describe that in the same sort of terms?
I've been disgusted so many times, I don't know.
You're just sort of used to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is that the same as being angry, being disgusted?
No. Angry, well, you're usually mad at something, you know.
Uh-huh.
Disgusted, you're just beat, you know.
I see. Now, would you, if you were mad at someone or mad at something, how would you express that? I'm as mad as...
Madder than hell.
Okay. And frightened, how would... If you were extremely frightened.
Scared, yes.
I was scared.
Yeah, scared stiff.
Okay. Like all right. And to express to someone that you want to leave in a hurry, you'd say, let's, or...
I gotta go.
Okay. Mm. All right. And in December, when you see people on the street or you see them driving by, you wish them a...
Oh, Merry Christmas.
And a...
Happy New Year. That's what you're supposed to say. That's what most people do.
Okay. We're sort of flying along now. Got two more of these to go. This state is?
Wyoming.
Okay, and a person from Wyoming, do they have names for themselves?
Wyoming Knights or something.
Okay. Are there nicknames for a person from Wyoming? Would you ever call a native of Wyoming a cowboy or not?
No, I don't think so. Hell, they're in all western states. You know?
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, would you have any... nicknames for people from any western state, either positive or negative? Mm-hmm. For example, maybe people from Colorado?
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't.
So there's no people around any other state that you look up to or look down on that and give them a name for that?
No, I used to be a homesteader in this country, a lot of Missourians. One place is called the Missouri Flats. They're all come from Missouri.
But they didn't have any name for them either.
Nuh-uh.
Okay, the person who lives in this country, a citizen of this country, would be called an... this is the United States of America, so that person would be an
American citizen.
Okay. Would you have any terms for Americans that call them anything? Do you ever use the term Yankee, or is that something else?
Well, Yankee, that was kind of north and south, the way I remember.
Nice.
It's been quite a while since I've been in school.
So there wouldn't be any term.
Uh-uh.
Okay. What about for Canadians?